Right, so we're doing page 62, Sunflower Slow Drag in the David Oakes book. A couple of things about this tune. It's all in B flat. So if you... Like, there's a few accidentals, but there aren't many. You know what the definition of an accidental is, right? A wrong note. Haha. That's every music teacher, every geek music teacher's favorite joke. It's a note that's outside the key, so like a sharp or flatted. There are a few bars of that, but mostly it's right in the key. So if you rehearse your hand playing a B flat major scale, starting at string 6 fret 6 with finger 2. So that's string 6 fret 6 finger 2, and it should sound like this, like 2 4 1 2 4 1 3 4. Yeah, do you know the rest of it? And if you don't know the B flat major scale, you were listening to this, you would have to manually go through and flat every B flat, every B and every E, and you'd come up with the same fingering if you started on the B flat. So let's play it together. Let's play both octaves of that scale. 2, 3, 4. Like 3, 4. Good. I was wondering whether you were going to play the 2 or not. I did say 2 octaves, so you followed my instructions perfectly. And then the two tricky bits are the rhythm and the accidentals. Right now we're on the notes, so let's go to the accidentals, which would be in bar number 7. All right, so it starts with G. So on bar seven, yeah, the third bar of the A section, right? It'd be G, G. That's called a chromatic passage. Chromatic means by half steps. Right, the chromatic scale is all 12 notes, so you have a portion of the chromatic scale there. And then, as part of this is what fingers to use. I'd use 4, 1, 2, 3, 3, 4. I'd use 3 again, yeah, so that pinky has a chance to skip back to the high G. Yeah, so I'd go 4, 1, 2, 3, 3. So try it. Use 3 again. And then 4. Yeah, so you may need to practice that a little bit if you're not used to it. You can choose other fingerings in the end. You don't have to use mine, but I think that one's the easiest. Yeah. And then the next note is the B flat again. And then the E, I'm going to play with finger 1 at fret 5, string 2. So let's go over that. The whole thing is... And then 1 and 1. I'd use 1 and 1. Yeah, I'm going to the F on the next bar. So, but yeah, that's how you would do that. So you might have to actually practice these things to get it under your fingers so it doesn't slow up the whole rest of the piece, you know, like. And you'd practice that over and over. I'll pause the recording so that you can practice it on your own. And if you who are listening to this need to practice it, then don't move ahead until you're comfortable. So the next thing that's challenging is fourth bar of the A section where you have a big skip there. You have to skip 2 strings. From 1 F to the other F. So that's, you have to do that with your pick. That can be challenging. And then back to string 3, and then back to string 2. So that some students may find that very challenging, that bar 4 of A section. So maybe you practice that a bunch, like. You don't have to do it as fast as I'm doing it. I'm just. And then you got, yeah, so you might even put both those bars together before we play the whole thing, like you would go, I'm not going to do it that fast, I'm just demonstrating. Okay, so I won't record that part of your rehearsal, but go ahead and practice it. But that's good. Nice job. So now we're going to go to the seventh bar of the A section. So third line, third bar. And it sounds like this. Right? And how I'm going to finger that is one, and then stretch four, and then one, three, one, four, three, one, four. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yep, you could also have played both the C, you could play C, B, C all on the third string by doing one, 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 but I just don't like it that way, but you can do it whatever you want. Where I played one, 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 three, one, like that. You could do it like that. I just didn't like it like that. I prefer it on the other string. Good. You like it that way. Good, so then that's fine. So what you do is write in some of the fingering choices, like you literally write in pencil. If you like the 1-1-1 like Bob does, then you do that. Or if you like the 1-4-1 like Dennis does, you write that in. So anything, the more you write in your music, the easier it is. There's a study that showed students who wrote in their music played it like 78% better or something ridiculous. And so write in your music all the time. The next bar, you have... That might be a weird fingering, because you gotta go C, or F, C, E flat, G. And so you gotta find what fingering suits you. I'm gonna tell you the fingering I like, but you don't have to match mine. I like 4, 1, 3, 4. 4, 1, 3, 4. Then 3-4.
Three. Oh, you're going up. Oh.
So rather than do pinky-pinky, I just don't like it as much. You can do that. I just don't like it as much, so I play 3-4. And you can do whatever you want. Yeah, so that's that. So it's good that you're writing that in. There's a lot of pain in the butt stuff about this, but it's very good for your musicianship, and it's a fun piece to play. We're getting the pain in the butt stuff out of the way first, so we can then enjoy it. When we, that whole section would be... You don't have to play it that fast. Let's go to the fourth line, third bar, same as we had before.
That's a B flat. Oh, right.
Yeah, B flat. B's are flat. And the next thing is the last line, first bar. You do have a B natural on the way down. It's going to sound like this. You have to decide where you're going to play that B natural. Whether you play it on the third string or the fourth string is up to you.
That's a B, not a B flat, just a B, right?
Yeah, B natural, yeah. Decide whether you're going to play it at string 4 or string 3. On the last line, first measure.
Oh, first measure.
Yeah, and so if you need to, write in the fingering there. You chose to play it on string 3, which is fine. I chose to play it on string 4, which is also fine. And then sometimes the fingering of the following bar will change based on where you're coming from. Like, you chose to play the B natural on string 3 with finger 1. So right now you're on G with finger 2. So that means your D note that comes next, you might play it with pinky. And then your C, you could play it with 1. And then the next time you play D, you could play it with 3. So that whole bar could be like fingers 4, 1, 3, 1 to get you back into position. I'm just giving you possibilities. The fingerings are malleable, but in general, you want to get back into position as fast as you can without stretching your hand too bad. Like me, I played that B on the other string, so I didn't have to worry about that. But I'm not saying my choice is better, because I had to stretch to get that B natural in the first place. And each player is going to be different, so one is not right or wrong. So we worked out some of the harmonic kinks in there. Although I see there's one I skipped now. In bar 4, right before the A section, top line, last bar, there's a big string skip. You have a B flat on string 6 and an F on string 2. So you have, I'm on bar 4 in the last bar of the intro.
Oh, okay.
You have a B flat and you have to skip several strings. Yeah, but the tempo is slow enough there that I'm not worried about it, because it's not 16ths, it's eighth notes. So like if you play like ding, 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 da, da, de, da, by the time you get to that bar, it's like that's slow. So that's not super hard, because you got time to get there. Okay, so that's a lot of the harmonic stuff. Now there's also a rhythmic aspect to this song, which is, you know, challenging. I'd like to just tap the rhythm with you a little. Like, we're only going to play, or just choose one note, or maybe mute it. Like, you just lay your hand across the strings and play whatever note you want. And we're going to just play the rhythm. Like, let's see, what would be a realistic tempo? I'll do it in a different file. Actually, one more spot is A section bar 2. So, here's the recommended fingering I would use. I would go 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 2. Then I'd play the G with finger 3 and then stretch with finger 1 to get the low G. So one more time from bar A section bar 2. 1, 3. I'm sorry, I said it wrong. 1, 2, 3, 1. Right? And then 2, 3, 2.
Two?
Yeah, that's what I do. Oops. And then I'm either going to play the high G with finger 3 or 4. That part's up to you. Yeah, I guess 4 is easy enough. And then you stretch with 1 to the other G.